What's going on, gamers? Welcome back to the Graveyard. I'm the Graveyard Gamer, and thank you for joining me for this replay review. Now, this is the very first replay review, and let me break down what a replay review is before we really get too deep in the woods. So, I have my normal reviews. There's new games that are coming out, new to me, whatever it may be, and I jump on them, I play them, I tell you all about them. You have the retro reviews, and those are games that I missed when they came out. It's been several years. I'm going back to, so it's kind of like, hey, as a first-time player of this game, is it worth playing this game now, all these years later? Well, this is a new type of review, this replay, meaning I have already played this game. I should have done this a few times in the past with some other games, but it never occurred to me till my recent playthrough of Assassin's Creed Unity. So again, I've already played through the main story, through all the side stuff way back when this came out. This is me just kind of playing through ultimately the main story at this point. I didn't really dabble a whole lot in the side stuff. I did do some things, but it's really my perspective on, hey, is this game worth a replay? You know, did my thoughts change from when I first played it all those years ago? Or do I still think it's the same way? Do I think it is a game that time didn't help out, like it just got worse as years have gone? That's what we're going to talk about. So I hope you enjoy this, and let's kind of break down Assassin's Creed Unity. We all know the state of this game when it released. It released, the bugs, the faces that weren't there, all that kind of crap. We can blame it on a lot of things. Was it Ubisoft trying to pump too many games out? Did they just try to rush this game out to meet that first year? I mean, this was the first Assassin's Creed that was for the previous generation, but it was that first generational jump, right? It was the first only for PS4 and Xbox One. The previous year we had Black Flag, and of course that was cross-generational. So it came out, people didn't really know what to think about it. And here's the other thing about it is, at this point in time, so many games had been coming out with Assassin's Creed. It was on a yearly schedule. People were starting to get a little bit bored, and then Black Flag dropped. Black Flag is one of those games, me, my good friend Hulking Yoda over at Lost at Sea Gaming, a great gaming podcast, you can check that on Anchor. Me and him have had such conflicted issues with that game because people love it. They always rank it as their favorite game. Look, it's a lot of fun. It really is. But I always felt like it wasn't a great Assassin's Creed game. So I think for the casual gamers, like, and I don't mean that in an insulting way, but maybe they just kind of looked at this game and were like, let me do it. And they had so much fun. That fun factor I talk about in reviews, it really got people excited. They had a lot of fun with it. But then you go to Unity, and Unity strips all the pirate fun away, and it's back to being an assassin. And I think that, mixed with the fact that it didn't come out in a great state, really turned people away. Here's the deal. Let's look back when I first played it. When I first played it, it was back when I was doing a blog. I gave the game an 8.5, if I remember correctly. And ultimately, I played it about 4 months after release. And to me, I didn't have any issues. I had one glitch. But here's the cool thing. Ubisoft had actually came out and gave the DLC that they were probably going to charge $20 or $30. They gave it to us for free. And I mean, at my point of view, that one little glitch I had that just made me do a simple restart was well worth the DLC I got. So I always have had a special place in my heart for this game. I've always thought that it was better than it, you know, kind of got, like the reputation it got, if you will. But I always did feel like there were some issues. I didn't like the combat. I thought the streets were maybe a little bit too crowded. And I always kind of was a little let down by the main story. I thought, oh, it's kind of a bummer, you know, it's not as great as the other ones. Well, gamers, let's talk about me going back into this game. And let me just say that I started playing this game, and right out the gate, the graphics blew me away. I mean, look, this is a 2014 game. This is the first PS4, Xbox One only game, you know, that generation's. And guys, it took the power of those systems to the limit. I mean, it looks amazing. Here I am playing on a PS5, and I'm sitting there looking at this going, okay, maybe it's not as clean, as bright as we would see at some of the end of last generation's games and some of the early PS5 and Series X games, but it is absolutely gorgeous. First off, yes, the character models, the designs, all look great. But what it is how many people are filling up these streets. I mean, this is insane. This is something they are bragging about with Mirage. We're going to see full city streets, and they are. I mean, there are tons of people in these streets. The buildings all look exactly like what you would think about for this time period in France and whatnot. I mean, it's just so detailed. And then on top of that, I looked this up and I found out, and it kind of shocked me. Ubisoft went an extra distance. Everything is scaled. Like a doorway is scaled exactly how tall it should be in that time, in those designs, to somebody of Arnold's height. Window frames. Oh, that is why when Notre Dame caught on fire, they actually looked at some of Ubisoft's files to see about rebuilding it, because it was scaled. It wasn't just how in most games they say this is what it looks like, they draw it, they kind of go with it. No, they literally scaled by feet, by inches, centimeters, whatever it may be, to make sure it looked realistic and real. And it's just a beautiful thing. And then you go into the characters' models and faces. So let me just say this, replaying this game, I did not come away with the love and appreciation I should have in 2015 when I played it, as I had playing it now. Playing it now, it makes you go, holy crap, how did I not talk about how beautiful this game is? Because from the opening cutscene set in the 1300s to the end of that game, it is just absolutely gorgeous. I mean, it is unbelievably beautiful. Now, let's talk about the story. Now, the story starts off, I don't want to get too detailed, only because Hulking Yoda is still playing Assassin's Creed Rogue as we speak. It ties into Assassin's Creed Rogue. So it starts off with main character Arno. You get a little bit older. You know you're in love with the guy who's kind of raised you as a son. You're actually in love with his daughter. At least you can tell there's been something on there. Ultimately, you kind of screw up. You don't give the guy an important piece of paper. And what ends up happening is, well, he ends up dying that night. You kind of start to find out that he is a Templar Grandmaster. And here's what I love about this. You get framed for it. You go to jail. There's a jailbreak. But in that jail, you find out about the assassins. You find out your father was an assassin. You get recruited to become an assassin. And it just, the character that they use to deal with that just is so charismatic. It's so interesting. He calls you piss pot. It's very well done. And that puts you at odds with Elise. You become a star-crossed lover. But at the same time, you want to help her because her father was murdered. Yeah, he was a Templar, but you know he's a good man. So instantly what that does is that causes shades of gray with the assassins and Templars, because you know he's not a bad guy. And in fact, there's a lot of talk of untruths between assassins and Templars. And in fact, you and Elise are in a truce in of yourself, trying to find out what's going on. Because ultimately, it's less about the Templars trying to get at the assassins. And really, it's not even about the assassins going at the Templars. It's you, Arno, as an assassin, are trying to figure out what is going on in the Templar Order, because there's been a power shift. And that was so interesting to me. Now, what about the time period, right? The French Revolution. Here's what I love about it. It is not like Assassin's Creed 3. See, I didn't mind Assassin's Creed 3, but as I said in my review, you're kind of Forrest Gumping it. You're kind of going to every single major event that happened in the American Revolution. This is not the case. This is the background of what's going on. The French Revolution is the backdrop. You're just in it. Yes, you're going to see the king be beheaded. You're going to hear a lot of the stuff happening. But this is not about you being involved in it. You're not having anything to do with that political stuff. You know, the Templars are kind of arranging it. But again, it's the backdrop. And I think that is such a well done decision, because it really kind of keeps that story focused on Arnold and Elise and the main bad guy, who I won't spoil just in case this game kind of scared you away by its launch. But I'm going to tell you, I was so invested in the storyline that I have to say I might have been more invested than I was in Valhalla or Odyssey. And those are the most recent games in this series. So let's talk about that gameplay. And here's the deal. Let me start off with parkour. I didn't agree with it back then when I played it in 2015. I actually said I did not like the parkour. But I am here to tell you I have changed my mind. I absolutely think this parkour system, bar none, the best parkour that has ever been in Assassin's Creed. After playing through Assassin's Creed 2 recently, after playing through Syndicate, after playing through Valhalla, like, no, this is the one. You have a parkour up, a parkour down, and once you master it, it is almost like Tony Hawk skateboarding and getting a line. Like, you can do some amazing things. So I loved it. When it comes to the combat, I'll be honest, I loved it as well, but I don't think it was as fine-tuned as it needed to be. Now, unfortunately, and I won't say too bad, unfortunately, because I always preferred the Black Flag Rogue style of combat, and I think that was perfected in Syndicate. This is kind of a mix between them, and what they would eventually do with Origins, Odyssey, and Valhalla, but it just was not perfected at that point. But it is still well done. You have to be careful. You're going to have a hard time fighting a lot of guards unless you really use the tools at your availability, like smoke grenades and the dart gun, which is awesome. So just be aware of that. But I promise you, the combat is still really well done in this game. And here's one thing that they did that I loved, and that is you would get to a certain target, and when you got there, it would become a sandbox mission. And what I mean by that is when you started it, you'd get there. As soon as you hit X to go, you'd see like a big area. You'd see different opportunities that you could create, distractions, allies, whatever it may be. You'd have different ways to go about getting to your target. I love that because outside of the first game, we really hadn't seen that. So it kind of was like a blend of Assassin's Creed and the Hitman games. Assassin's Creed Syndicate would also use these things, and I thought this game just did a very well done job with that. And the final fight in the game, I love because it was one of those. Then when you got to the villain, it was almost like Mr. Freeze in the Arkham games, where it's like cat and mouse. So I definitely thought that was awesome. But what about the fun factor in this replay? Sky high, guys. Absolutely loved it. There's even things like Paris missions where they're very small, but basically somebody's got an issue, you go track them down. You can renovate a cafe that you're using as your secret hub and get access to more things and more costumes and whatnot. Absolutely loved it. I will say in one critique is, oh my word, the amount of chests that they put in this game still is infuriating. And it was really because in 2014 when this game came out, there was an app you could use to help you unlock them. They're just in the game now, that chime is annoying, and they just flood the map with it. But when it comes to the review, gamers, I gotta tell you, in this replay review, you gotta take into account that this game's been out 8 years, so adjust the scale if you will. I'm gonna give this game a 9. That's how much I loved it. I loved it more than the first time I played it. So gamers, I would love to know your thoughts on Assassin's Creed Unity. Please let me know. And I know this is kind of a condensed version of a review, but understand, I've already played through it. I've done a lot of the side stuff, and I didn't revisit a lot of that this time. I wanted to just give you the big hits to remember for this game. So, of course, you can always let me know your thoughts on Assassin's Creed Unity at thegraveyardgamer@gmail.com, thegraveyardgamer on Instagram, or thegraveyardg on Twitter. Till next time, I'll be creeping around the graveyard.